Welcome to the Custom Apparel Startups Podcast, your best source for information, news, tips, and tricks to get you off the ground running and earn success with your custom apparel decorating business. So get ready to soak up some knowledge. Now, here are your hosts, Mark and Mark.
Hey everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Custom Apparel Startups Podcast. This is actually a special episode. First of all, it's remote. You'll see a couple of different videos on screen with me and my special guest today. And it's another Zoom episode. So I hope you'll bear with us if we have any technical difficulties today. But today we're here to talk about on-demand, about e-commerce configurators and Coldesi on-demand, which is a new effort by Coldesi. It's something new for us, and it's kind of starring and featuring Mike Angel, who is my guest today. How you doing, Mike?
Great, Mark. How are you?
Good, thanks. So, Mike, I've been trying to kind of explain and walk people through what on-demand is and what Coldesi on-demand is. Why don't you give us the synopsis of what that is, who you are, and why we're doing it?
Great. Yeah, I'm Mike Angel, Coldesi On Demand. And on demand, in regards to our world, which is decorated apparel, decorating substrates, on demand is a term used for businesses that would like to sell product online, automate those orders directly to their production and fulfillment processes, and offer as little as one product to many products. The idea is that with on-demand, you manage blank inventory and only decorate it upon purchase of that product, thus saving you all of the risks associated with pre-decorated inventories. So not worrying about turn times, not worrying about overstock, not worrying about old collections or offerings, always being to offer the customers something fresh online by being and always being able to produce as little as one and get it fulfilled to them professionally, quickly, and all through click to ship and then everything in between.
Okay, so that's the kind of that's why there's more than just e-commerce up here, right? That's why we're not really just talking about systems like you may know of Deco Network or Inksoft, which are kind of good front end for online ordering that our customers, our current customers might be used to. What you're talking about is more than that, almost a brand perspective on getting into the same kind of thing, right?
That's correct. It's the ability to use technologies, workflow processes, and to be able to be agile in offering end customers just about everything possible through everything being connected from online through the production floor. That's the general concept.
Okay, so if we were to break it down into pieces, that would be because it's a consultative kind of process, right? So you should be listening to this podcast if you are what? Kind of what categories of people would benefit from hearing what we're talking about right now?
So everyone from apparel decorators to maybe apparel manufacturers to retail brands that would like to create a on-demand channel to offer a wider variety of products with no minimum quantities, you would be interested in a full on-demand solution that connects technologies and partnerships as well as workflow models to make that happen. And that's different than much of the industry today, which is still a wholesale model of decorating at bulk, whether for retail or for contract decorating. Most of the business models dictate that you sell and decorate in bulk. And on-demand allows you much more agility and allows for a lot higher margins. And it involves understanding not just the process, but who your audience is, the products that you want to offer them, and then what the process is to make that happen from e-commerce all the way to the production floor.
Okay, so maybe give us an example of someone in some part of the custom t-shirt business, or that sells, you know, they're a big brand for t-shirts. You know, give me an example of what the consult and implementation would be and what they might end up with. Because I don't know if we've been clear yet that we're talking about software, we're talking about actual hardware, printers and things like that, and the systems that connect. So if I'm a t-shirt brand, like we'll just pick one, like Lucky sells a lot of t-shirts. If Lucky wanted to get into the personalization business, what would that look like from a Coldesi on demand perspective?
So what Coldesi could help a company like Lucky accomplish is that we know a retail brand like that typically will decorate in bulk. They'll create seasonal collections. They'll source those t-shirts by the thousands and then run them through their distribution networks. Some could be online retailers, but most are going to be brick and mortar retailers like a mall, a retail store. But we know companies like Lucky and others have their own direct followings direct to consumer via their websites. And so through social media, through promotion of their brand and online, Lucky customers visit them directly online, and Lucky can sell their t-shirts to their customers direct. And in what an on-demand program allows is for Lucky and their merchandising team to create a wider variety of graphic t-shirts to offer their consumers directly online that they wouldn't be able to offer through the wholesale model.
Okay.
So the merchandising teams can change up graphics, make special collections, and Lucky only has to manage the blank t-shirts, and through their on-demand solution, which will consist of the e-commerce platform, the design team that creates a variety of different graphics outside of their wholesale collections, an order management software system that will collect orders of those t-shirts online. And then those orders are then routed to the fulfillment team that will receive the work order information along with all those new graphics that are now available and produce them on demand as needed and send them directly to the customer.
Okay, got it.
So that's very desirable, especially for the retail brands, because now they're offering a wider variety product without the inventory risk that comes with traditional wholesale.
Okay, I think I'm starting to understand when you talk about a configurator that's what we're talking about, right? So the brand would put 50 different graphics, and they would put 50 different styles of t-shirts, and then the customer would log in online, and pick the graphic, pick the t-shirt, pick the size, put those things together, and then the e-commerce software would deliver that information to the production floor. Does that sound right?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay. So, and the idea behind that is they don't have to buy 1,000 of anything except for blank shirts. So they have much much greater freedom to try out new designs without a commitment to long production runs. They can get in and out of things more seasonally, et cetera.
That's correct.
Okay. So what is it? Because I know that, you know, these big brands and even some of our Coldesi customers that aren't so big, they've got a pretty well-developed e-commerce store. You know, they've got Shopify, or they've got, you know, their own WooCommerce store where someone can go in and they can do that kind of pick and choose configuration. what's the differentiator between that and, you know, the skill set that a big brand like Lucky would need to make something happen for their company?
So there's a process, there's workflow consideration, and there's technologies that you need to place an on-demand solution in place with. And it some companies do have e-commerce platforms already. Some companies, and that's all that they have. Some companies have direct-to-garment printing, which allows you to print on demand. As opposed to traditional screen printing. I see that many times where companies will have parts and pieces, but not a whole solution. So what a whole solution entails is you'll need a product configurator. This is a software that creates the digital version of the product you want to sell. So in Lucky's case, that would be a t-shirt and an imposed graphic image on that t-shirt, along with the graphic file, the production file needed to print that graphic on that t-shirt. So a configurator is a piece of software that puts all that together, puts the picture and all the work instructions together for you, and creates the product in digital form. Once you have that done with your product configurator, you'll need an e-commerce platform to sell that product on.
Yeah.
And the e-commerce platform is separate than the configuration of the product. So you take your configurated product and you publish that to a web store. Upon purchase of that product on a web store, an OMS software, which is the order management software, then sees the purchased product out of a shopping cart. And a production team accesses the OMS software to understand what orders have come in and what they're supposed to fulfill. And fulfillment can include one in-house team or a variety of partners. It could include work instructions for someone to procure the product, the blank product. It could be routed to the team that needs to then print the product, and yet another team that needs to pack and ship that product. And so that's what the OMS software will do for you. And so those are the three main components. In addition to understanding the workflow, who the partners might be in the process, that you need to create an on-demand system. Once that system's created, you can virtually plug and play anyone on the fulfillment side into that process that would be manufacturing or decorating the end product for the customer.
Okay, so it sounds like, and by the way, you know, for our listeners, this is kind of bringing a lot of areas of Coldesi's expertise all together in a way that nobody else can do. And we don't do too many podcasts that are straight up commercials, but I'm so excited about this one. That's what this one is. It really is, because there's really no one else in the industry that can take you from the e-commerce platform to the equipment on the floor, to the software that you need to manage that job with, you know, barcode reading and all through that, right out until you put it on the truck. And we're not talking about just in-house capabilities, right? You had mentioned something about you can do the same thing and work with other fulfillment businesses, correct?
That's correct. So configuration software allows you to create that digital product with all of its instructions on how to be fulfilled tagged along with it. Typically, the term is called a traveler. That makes sense. So you create a product. So in this case, it's a Lucky t-shirt with a graphic. Well, as you create that product, you'll have instructions with it for the fulfillment team that may include, okay, the graphic, the placement of the graphic, where the blank t-shirt's coming from, and of course, where it needs to be shipped, by whom and to whom. So that's the power of new technology and what that will do for you in being able to offer a wide variety of products online and automate that to the fulfillment process.
Yeah. So now not only could you be a big t-shirt company, a big famous graphic t-shirt company, and cut down on the pre-printed inventory that you have to stack up, but you don't really have to do any of it. You know, you could do some of the t-shirts yourself in-house with a small production team, and you could actually be working with a big printer wholesaler with a bank of Cornettes or Aeons or some kind of high volume direct to garment printer. And that would be completely transparent to the customer. And it would be completely integrated with your own shop floor. Is that an accurate description?
That's correct. Okay. That's absolutely correct.
And we're using t-shirt printing as an example, but I mean, this has to include a lot of embroidery as well.
That's correct. So in designing the workflow, it doesn't matter what the manufacturing or decorating needs are. The workflow is the workflow. And the information traveled with the product can be any type of decoration or manufacturing instructions. So the technologies are agnostic as to what the products are because they're just basic instructions on how to make the product. So the same goes for embroiderers. So we can create and configure on-demand embroidered products that will travel with embroidery files or cut files for cutters or engraving or files for engraving or laser etching. It really doesn't matter. And that's the power of the system to be able to sell decorated, customizable, personalized products with a minimum quantity of one profitably.
Okay. That's crazy. So give me an example, if you could. I know that since you've been on, you've been talking to, and it seems to be a theme this week, there's a boom going on right now in UV printing. I mean, it's unlike anything we've experienced really since we introduced Digital Heat FX 4 years ago. Is UV printing is getting to a price point, a quality, and an ease of use that it's being adopted over and over and over again. Do you have any good examples without mentioning any names that you've already been here where you're talking about, you know, that kind of fulfillment, like UV printing instead of t-shirt printing?
Absolutely. Yeah. So once your on-demand workflow and technologies are in place, you can then take advantage of that by adding different decoration methods and different products to be decorated. So maybe a apparel company wants to sell drinkware and expand on their brand and the audience that they're already catering to. With UV printers, we can print on drinkware, and tumblers are very popular. Great co-branding and promotional type of item. You can simply add UV printer to your production line and configure your UV printed products on the front side. And yeah, Now offer those products online and funnel it the same way you would to a direct to garment printed item, an embroidered item. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. So now you're let's say you're a product manufacturer. You manufacture something that consumers use, you know, and you resell it through Home Depot, you resell it through Lowe's and Ace Hardware. You can set up individual stores or individual portals for each of those companies, right?
Right. Once your workflow and your technology is in place, you can then create multiple portals, so e-commerce platforms for end customers to access those products and purchase. And those can come in the form of one web store, multiple web stores, private web stores, custom made order entry portals. You can publish those products for sale privately as well as you can publicly for those particular customers to access. I can give you an example. We're working with a very large cooler company that would like to expand their co-branding sales. So they might have a company like Federal Express contact them and say, we need anywhere from 1,000 to 3,000 coolers for a particular event that we're sponsoring. And in the past, FedEx would do this by email. There would be a minimum quantity of coolers they would have to order. There would be no change or agility in that order placement, and a big risk for the cooler company to produce all of that in time and delivered. Well, through an on-demand program, FedEx logos can be curated in different decorating styles, be it from embroidery to UV to vinyl transfer. And those production files can be curated and placed on products and put on a web portal that FedEx can then access and order at whatever quantities they need. And this cooler company can keep an inventory of undecorated coolers and pull the ones they need per order and create them on demand. And the best part about that is not only satisfying customer demand for smaller quantities, no minimum quantities, but end customers, for the convenience and the agility, are willing to pay higher premiums. So now companies can make higher margins by offering this and take advantage of the technology that allows them to do this.
Yeah, I love that idea, especially, you know, when you start implementing things like variable data, you know, which you can do with a digital process where, you know, somebody can even place an order with their employees' names on the coolers or the cups or what have you, and they can be ordered on demand as well. And I think this is a good time to bring up the kind of problem solving capabilities that we've got, because I know that example specifically, it's not cut and dried on the best way to print on something. And if you're part of a big company, if this podcast finds its way into a FedEx or into a Dell computer or, you know, a lawnmower company or whatever it is, you know, the expertise there might be in IT and it might be in marketing, and they may even have an e-commerce guy that's pretty good, but what they're not going to be able to do is identify the best way to print on this widget. You know, the challenge in shapes and materials. Could you talk about that a little bit?
Absolutely. So because each company, be it a manufacturer, brand, or decorator, is a bit different, we understand that. And so we offer guidance through the whole process in creating the workflow. And much of that will consist of sourcing the technologies, sourcing the decoration methods, participating in the go, no-go decisions on what products are going to be viable for an on-demand program.
Yeah.
Sometimes core products might not fit the on-demand that work for wholesale. We help, we guide in making sure that all the products are on-demand friendly, very profitable, as well as offering new decoration methods, potentially, and new types of products that companies may not even be thinking about because they had no idea that they could offer them.
Right.
So we're very involved in making all that happen and making sure the companies are successful in the on-demand program.
Yeah. And because of the, I just want to point out to everybody listening, because of the, you know, this is consulting, right? This is, you know, managing and consulting at the highest levels. You know, we're not talking about just, you know, here are the 5 UV printers. Here are the 2 DTG printers that Colbessi sells. Let's see how we can make those fit into a solution for this company, right? And that's something that these bigger users, these brands and wholesalers have got to run into all the time, is they can talk to somebody about e-commerce that's going to be very familiar with their own e-commerce solution. They can talk to a DTG printer salesman from a variety of companies that no matter what the problem is, their DTG printer is going to be the solution, but that's not the case with Colbessi on demand. Kind of breaks that model.
That's correct. So we're going to help deliver the entire project, the entire workflow, and even suggest and help companies onboard technologies that are not necessarily in Codesi's equipment portfolio, but certainly we have relationships with many manufacturers that can help deliver the technologies that will be needed to decorate those products and make sure that that on-demand program is up and running and profitable.
Yeah, there you go. So you know, if you're out there and you're trying to figure this out, you know, yourself, and you're calling a hardware salesperson and you're calling a software salesperson and you're trying to work with your shop manager, trying to figure out how to get an order from inside your computer onto the delivery truck, you know, you could be talking to five or six separate vendors, you know, and you're left to kind of figure this out on your own instead of relying on somebody like Mike that's been doing this for quite a few years and already has the relationships with a variety of different manufacturers and can just kind of put that all together for you. If you thought this was all a good idea, right? If you were in this situation where you're a wholesaler that's doing $2 or $3 million a year, and you're really ready to implement this kind of on demand for your customers, or you're a big brand that wants to bring on demand truly, you know, under your umbrella so you can bring up profits a little bit and make your customers happier. Like what's the starting point? Like how do you get started in doing this?
So the first thing you want to do is understand who the audience is going to be and what the product and decoration type is you're going to offer. And what is the unit minimum quantity that you want to offer, and also whether the user will have the ability to participate in the graphic design, whether it's going to be static curated designs and graphics and decoration, or whether it's going to even be user uploaded. So those are the main points. So if I'm a decorator, if I'm a screen printer, I'm an embroiderer, I do both, I'm getting pressure from customers asking for smaller runs. I'm getting requests from online companies asking if I'll fulfill for them. And of course, they're asking, can I do as little as one? This would make you a prime candidate to take advantage of the opportunities of an on-demand program. And so it begins with identifying those things. And then it's who are the partnerships involved? Is your company going to be doing all the fulfillment as well? Do you have any in-house expertise on e-commerce? Those are all questions and challenges for a lot of companies that are interested in on-demand. That's not unusual. And again, that's where we help. We put all that together for them. And you might be a manufacturer. Maybe you actually manufacture apparel and you want to also offer small batch runs, custom runs, co-branded type products. Again, the same solution works for you. It's understanding what your audience is, what the minimum quantities is that you want to offer, what the decoration methods are, and who's going to fulfill. So it's pretty consistent in terms of the philosophy of the on-demand program, and it works across several different platforms.
Yep. So I think that the important thing to remember too is that, you know, we're not talking about just apparel, although that's, you know, right in our wheelhouse, you know, the cooler company and drinkware and, you know, even product manufacturing. You know, if somebody wanted to make custom microphones and put a different, different brands, different end users, they wanted to partner with a music label and or a guitar brand or a mixer brand. You know, any time that you have this kind of marking of products, whether it's apparel or promotional or from a manufacturing perspective, all of this stuff works the same, doesn't it?
It's the same concept. So sure. It's expanded, of course, beyond apparel. So any kind of hard good can be decorated on demand profitably now with digital technology. And that's really key. Again, coming from a wholesale model or a bulk sale model where you had to do thousands of pieces to be profitable, digital printing and embroidery technologies come such a long way that we can bring that down to minimum quantities and make it profitable to produce in this model.
That's awesome. So I know you've been doing this for a bit. What do you find the biggest challenges are for companies that are trying to implement this? What kind of roadblocks have you seen them run into?
That's a great question. So sometimes the challenges are accessing anyone with experience to put this program together because it's fairly new. All the technologies have been established over the past few years. I can cite lots of success stories. As a whole, on demand is still something very new to a lot of companies. And so one of the challenges is accessing that expertise to actually put the workflow program together, the technologies needed, and then how to fulfill it, be that internal on the floor production system or through partners or both. Yeah. Another challenge is when companies don't have that expertise that they can access or recruit, they try to build it on their own. So I've seen companies try to develop, let's say, their own configuration/e-commerce order management system software and spend thousands, hundreds of thousands, even millions, and unfortunately never even implement it, because by the time anything is somewhat developed to work properly, technology's changed and become obsolete.
Oh, yeah, good point.
That's a big challenge. I've seen small companies and I've seen major brands have this challenge, spend lots of money and never actually get the program launched. Then another one is, what are the technologies and on the production side needed? If I'm a wholesale decorator, wholesale manufacturer, I'm used to bulk producing type of technology like screen printing or multi-head embroidery machines or using wide format printers to produce big bulk orders. So that's another challenge. How do we democratize these technologies? How are they implemented in a workflow to take advantage of variable data and small batch runs? Yeah. And how do we make that profitable? And what new technologies are out there that a traditional shop might not be using and might not have any experience with, like a DTG system?
Yeah. So that's good. I can empathize with some of those folks because I've talked to the people in big screen printing shops that, formed their opinion of direct to garment printing 10 years ago and haven't looked since. And it was not good 10 years ago. You know, there were definite problems where, now the DTG G4 is amazing, low maintenance, no maintenance, very low cost per ink. Kornit has some great higher end mass production machines with, built-in pre-treat that are specially print on dark polys, and the transfer systems have come so far. If you're a brand and the guy that's running your shop floor is your best guy, and he's been there for 25 years, he's probably not going to all the latest trade shows to learn about new processing technology or software implementation techniques. You know, so you really don't you don't naturally grow a team that's prepared to do this kind of thing. So you really need somebody like Mike and Cold SEO on Demand to come in and say, well, this is what it's like today. These are the things that you can accomplish now.
Yeah, that's a great point. And an example of that is a traditional wholesale operation, getting the requests to move towards an on-demand program. However, their approach is wholesale and bulk production based. So what we tend to see is they'll try to invest maybe in direct-to-garment printing or technologies that can produce the variable data and the small unit quantity orders, but force them into their wholesale model instead of making the pivot. And that tends to happen because there hasn't been a thought out process on the on-demand model up front. It all goes together. So if you have your on-demand model up front in terms of who your audience is, how you're going to reach them, having the right configuration software to then funnel it to your new agile on-demand production equipment, that's going to give you higher margins. And so you have that all in place. It's a challenge. So that's a great point, is that investing on the equipment side should go hand in hand with the model feeding that production equipment in terms of unit quantities.
Yeah.
And vice versa. If you want to offer it on the front end, you also need to have the workflow to the equipment that can produce it.
Yeah, that's true. It is hard, you know, that transition from screen printing, which we talk about a lot. It'd be the same for pad printing for promotional products. You know, the same process of going from what's fundamentally an analog or a hybrid technology, you know, right, to something that's fast and quick and completely different rules. You know, digital printing does not care how many colors you have. You know, it's not worried about setup time. It's not, you know, there's no transfers in the process. Turnaround between jobs is significantly fast. All these things are so different from one process to another. You know, especially if you're in traditional manufacturing as a whole, you're using a hammer and nails to put something together. You know, when you go digital and CNC, it's a different world.
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, I think that we've given a pretty well-rounded look at on-demand and, you know, configurators and e-commerce and this whole new world of, you know, getting one or two products at a time customized into a customer's hands. Is there anything else that you would like to tell the CAS podcast audience about Cold SEO on Demand or what they're doing?
Well, I'd just like to stress the fact that the technology is here, the know-how is here, and that for businesses that would like to pivot into online sales of their decorated products, there's a lot of help there for you. There's successful paths and processes already in place for you to take advantage. You don't need to go out and try to source that all on your own. We know which stones to step on to get across the river, so to speak. And we're excited every day to help businesses out, take advantage of that.
I like that. So the last thing I'll say before we sign off is that, so the Cold SEO on Demand, it's not for everyone, right? If you're just starting out, if you just got your digital heat effects or your DTG printer, and you know, or your embroidery machine, and you want to do a website, and you want to have your customers be able to, you know, to decorate, you know, and upload their designs and things like that, you're really not ready for Cold SEO on Demand yet. So you probably will be someday. Just stick with us and keep at it, and you will. The you know, when you want to pick up the phone and talk to Mike or visit the coldesi.com/on-demand link that I'll put in the show notes. You want to do that if you're a wholesaler, you know, if you are a big brand, or if you think your custom apparel company is to the point where it warrants hiring a consultant to come in and realize the benefits of streamlined processes. If that seems like something that's a good move for you at this point, whether you're a t-shirt printer, UV, embroidery, or a big brand, then that guy on the screen right now is a great place to start figuring it all out. Thanks, Mike. I appreciate your time today. This has been Mark Stevenson from Coldesi. You guys have a great business.